The Blessings Around Us. Dear friends, do you know how many blessings there are all around us? The air we breathe, the water we drink, the fruits of various kinds, the brightly colored flowers, the delicious foods, our flawlessly functioning bodies, and many other things, more numerous than we can ever count, are all blessings for us. In other words, each one is a gift specially created for us by God. Let us now have a look at some examples of the blessings that surround us and learn how we must be grateful to God for bestowing these blessings on us. The fruits we love. How many different kinds of fruits are there? The bananas, cherries, strawberries, watermelons, melons, and grapes we so love to eat, they all emerge from the soil. But they all have completely different colors, smells, and tastes. Hey, these fruits are all packaged up. This packaging, in other words, their peel, stops them from rotting and keeps them clean, fresh, and fragrant. Fruits such as oranges and grapefruit, which are storehouses of vitamin C, come in segments so they are easy for us to eat. These fruits grow in the winter, just when we need vitamin C to keep us healthy. This is really delicious. In the summer, we need to drink a lot of water. It is then that fruits full of water, such as watermelons, melons, peaches, and grapes appear. We meet our water needs by eating a lot of these fruits. These details are all proofs that God has created fruits especially for us. Had God so wished, there would have been only one kind of food on earth. But he has created a wide variety of things to eat and drink so that we might give thanks to him. And they all taste completely different. This shows just how much God loves us. In our sacred scripture, the Noble Quran, God describes these blessings as good and wholesome thing. God provided you with good and wholesome things. That is God, your Lord. Blessed be God, the Lord of all the worlds. All these fruits were once just seeds, like tiny pieces of wood. These tiny pieces began using water and the minerals in the earth and grew to become very large. And, as we can see, they turned into plants. But how do you think that the wide range of plants we know emerged from such tiny bodies? Have you never wondered? Right, let's have a think then. All the colors, patterns, and scents in the plants we are now looking at, how long they are, the number and shape of leaves they have, whether or not they bear fruit, and all their other features are hidden inside the seed. In other words, every seed is a perfect data bank. For example, the color, number of leaves, softness, and perfume of the rose are all pieces of data. It is such data that causes grapes to emerge in the form of sweet, water-filled sac from the dry, stick-like stems of the vine. It is similar data inside the seed that makes grape peels different to hazelnut shells, which give them their different colors, tastes, and scents, as well as the vitamins they contain, and makes one juicy and the other dry. Human beings use computers to store information. Yet compared to a tiny seed, even a computer is very simple. That is because the seed contains hundreds of thousands of pages worth of information. In addition, it is a highly complex system that scientists have not yet fully understood and have so far been unable to copy. This is because it is God who created the seed and God who created the systems within it. Every seed is enfolded by the knowledge of God. It grows under His inspiration and thus turns into a plant. God reveals this in another verse from the Quran. The keys of the unseen are in His possession. No one knows them but Him. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the earth, and nothing moist or dry, which is not in a clear book. Our flawlessly functioning bodies. Every detail in our bodies has been created for a specific purpose. Even the hairs on our bodies have a purpose. Our eyebrows and eyelashes only grow to a certain length. However, our hair grows throughout the course of our lives, and that enables us to style it as we wish. Ah! I don't have any hair! What would happen if our eyelashes grew in the same way as our hair? In that case, our eyelashes would grow right over our eyes and stop us from seeing anything. Who tells our eyelashes to stop growing once they have reached a specified length? When we think about such questions, we can immediately see that every part of our body has been created.